Ted Jankin, Action Financial, making his weekly visit. You were like the rest of them last Thursday when we did our fantasy football draft.
Is this over yet? Time to go.
Ted, what
round are we in? I was like, God almighty, shut up.
Did you ever take off your jacket?
No.
Because I saw Theodore come in, and I'll say Theodore. You walk in, and you're wearing a lovely blazer, and you're sitting near Bailey, and we're doing the fantasy draft, and I just figured you'd take your coat off, but you really never did. You stayed well-dressed the entire time.
It was a professional draft for me, so I had to stay in the jacket, you know?
He's also the first person in the Bailey and Southside Fantasy Football League 2 weeks before the season start that's already dropped a player and added a player.
Well, I didn't actually get a chance to look at all of the players.
I didn't think we could do that yet.
I had time to do a little bit more analysis, and so on my reserves, there was a player there I thought would be a little bit better based upon what I'm seeing so far in preseason.
I got to tell you, it just so pissed me off that you and everybody, hands it over. I was like, dude, this is what the fellas do. If you're going to do a live draft, you hang out, you have some beers, you get some wings, you talk some trash, which is another conversation we had last week. It's like you talk trash and people get mad. Our sales guy, Upset Rhett, sitting at the end of the table, and it's like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, Rhett, well, hurry up. Shut up!
Well, you went after Rhett pretty good.
Is Gronkowski still available?
Round.
Yeah, he was asking dumb questions, and I looked at him. I'm like, I can't feel sorry for you, but you're about to be attacked. I will say that you wouldn't have even known it was at 5 o'clock if it wouldn't have been for my wife that went in to see you about a life insurance policy.
I know. I thought it was at 6 o'clock, and
I didn't
then she
want to
said
tell
it was
you
at 5.
She goes, no, it's at 5.
Thanks for making us a priority.
I knew that's what you
got.
Ted.
You know what?
I will say I did finish second last year, though. Yeah. I was close to winning the whole thing.
Next year, no, we're not doing a live, because I guess now in 2016, fellas can't be fellas. They're all whiny little skirts sitting around a table sipping Zimas and eating quiches.
I don't want you to be upset. You still want it to be the old shot penalty, like if you mess up, you got to do a shot and have that kind of fun?
Yeah, I wanted to be a boys' room. I just wanted friends. That's all I wanted.
Jesus, Mary Bailey,
and Joseph.
Bailey.
Everybody's busy and got things to do. I got to get home. Finner and, my wife has got dinner on the table. You know what?
He did say that.
It's one night out of the week, Finner. And, you know, just tell your wife you're going to be an hour late for dinner. Put it in the microwave and balls up.
He had his brother-in-law with him, too.
So
he had plans.
God.
He had plans. A lot of people had plans.
So for fantasy football season, multi-billion dollar industry. You can't deny that anymore. It's not just for the nerds. People make a living out of this, so much so that just a few years ago, a new tactic came into play, which would involve a finance guy like you, and that's insurance for fantasy football players.
Well, I never even heard of that.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, I wish I came up with the idea, originated it, and I was selling it. I don't sell this stuff, but they actually have fantasy football insurance because you're right. You know, the NFL does about $10 billion of revenue. It's projected this year that fantasy football, in a sense, will do more revenue than the NFL itself.
That's funny.
That's how big it is. Nuts. It'll be more than $10 billion of money that are spent by players. So basically, there are a number of places out there that do this, like NetQuote and several other specialty insurance companies. But some of these people don't just have $100 in for a league. They may have thousands of dollars into a league. And so essentially what you can do is dependent upon the player and their injury history and, you know, their prominence, was it a first-round draft or a second-round draft pick, you can essentially buy a small insurance policy to protect yourself if they're out for a certain number of games during the season.
All right,
fantastic.
Walk us through this. Okay, so your people are still doing, obviously, their fantasy football drafts. If they want to take insurance out, one, right, how much do they spend? Two, how long does it last? And three, is it worth it? Do you know stories of it actually paying off for people?
Look at it, too, and use me, if you don't mind, as an example, because rarely do I get first pick. I've gotten it a couple of times, but I went with Antonio Brown. So my whole pick, everything was based on this guy. If he gets hurt, I'm screwed.
Yeah, so typically what they'll do is they'll only insure roughly the top 100 players in the draft, because I know that you guys had the draft boards and they had a list of the top 100 players. And what will happen is if you have a $200 league entry fee, it will roughly cost you about 10% of the league fee to get the insurance on the player.
$20.
So it'll cost you $20. However, some of the insurances out there, the more injury prone the player is, the higher their cost per thousand on the insurance.
Gotcha.
So it could cost you $30, let's say, for somebody who's more injury prone.
Arian Foster.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he gets off the field more. And so You'll either
Now hold on for a second, because this is, I'm curious. $30 for the season?
Correct.
Okay, $30 for the season. All right, go ahead.
Which the beauty about the insurance company is when you hear that on the radio here, you're saying, well, that's not that much money. I'll just pay that. Then think about your odds of actually collecting.
So what do you collect? How does that work?
Well, you'll cover your league entry fee. It'll collect your fee.
Oh, if your guy's injured, like no, eight or nine weeks.
It depends how long that they're injured. So you have one where you can do one important player against missing 9 games of the season, 2 players for a combined 14 games of the season, or 3 players for 18 games. So if you had 2 of your top draft picks and you insure them, let's say for $30, and combined they miss 14 games, and you'd collect. Or let's say in this case, Steve's got Antonio Brown. If he misses more than 9 games, he'll collect. So the question is, do you think he's going to get injured early in the season and then not be around again to play?
God, what a great business idea.
I wish I had been selling it myself.
It's legal, right? I mean,
it's insurance.
I mean, I know it's legal, but I mean, from your perspective as a guy that does this for a while, you look at it and go, oh man, somebody's going to crack down on this at some point.
No, I don't think so. You know, you have big insurance companies out there like Lloyd's of London, which will insure just about anything.
Mike Tyson was fighting, they'd insure
his hands, or they'll insure, you know, Messi's foot. You know, they'll insure things like that. And so this is totally above board, completely legit.
You should insure your knees because they're starting to wear out.
Yeah, but what am I insuring them for?
For the tennis you play in that male league.
But you can't do that.
Let me tell you guys, there's big insurance money today in college football. Take a guy like Deshaun Watson right now. Clemson just took out $10 million of insurance on here. $5 million was on a total disability. And then there's another $5 million as well. So they have $10 million of insurance. And if this guy, you know, steps down in the draft and he gets drafted later, or he's unable to play, like totally can't play football again, he'll collect $5 million.
That's the new thing with a lot of these professional athletes coming out of college, is that if they come out, especially if they're coming out early, you know, they come out their junior year, they've got another year of eligibility, they take an insurance policy out on themselves, so if for some reason they don't make it to the league, they'll still get paid out $1 million or so.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
Gurley did that. Went down, he did that. Now he's playing and he's doing well, but even those policies are very tough to collect on. Even if you play a certain minimum number of games, you can't collect. I mean, it's total disability. It's just, think about you at work. If you're doing a job and you can't work anymore, do you have something that will cover you if you can't do your own job?
Well, Vanna White, I heard, had her hands insured so she could turn the things on the Wheel of Fortune. If something ever happened to her hands, she would lose her job, and that's what she did for a living.
Paul Malu got his hair insured.
You can do your hair. I did my ponytail.
Kardashian got her ass, or Lopez got her ass insured.
Yeah, her ass, that's true. Her ass is insured.
So let's say, what's the difference between taking an insurance policy out like this, whether it's for fantasy football or your ass,
both are important,
and or a short-term or long-term disability. Say a guy listening to Bailey and Southside right now is on his way to the construction site, which, you know, he works around a bunch of equipment. There's a possibility of him getting hurt at any point in time. What's the can he take an insurance policy out, or is that a disability conversation?
Well, no. Some people, you'll get a policy through work, but it usually doesn't cover all of their income. And so, you know, the question is, like, if you can't do the duties of your job, like if you guys can't be radio show host, will you collect money? What if some of the policies may say, if you do any job, if you can be a hot dog vendor at the baseball stadium, we're not going to pay you. So if you buy one, you really need to look at, is it going to cover my occupation, i.e., you know, I can't play football, I can't host a show, or can I do any job? And a lot of people don't read it until the fine print. And then a lot of times they don't collect because they just didn't buy the right policy.
What's the stipulation? Let's say you're a smoker, okay, and you talk for a living. Let's say you're a professional drive-through person at a fast food joint, but you're a heavy smoker. You end up getting lung cancer. Can you collect, or is that because it's your fault?
Well, I mean, each policy will have rules about what qualifies as a disability or the inability to do your job. And remember, it's still an insurance company, so you have to go through underwriting. It's not like these guys don't have to go through underwriting when they take out these big policies. And so if you smoke or you have other physical ailments or you're on Zoloft or Prozac, you may not even qualify to get it.
To answer your question, they make you a fry cook and you just work on the nod system.
They send you to sign language school. Give you a notepad and pen.
This is great stuff, man. I mean, I love it. If I wanted to do this for fantasy, that's pretty cool.
I think I'm going to do it.
$20.
Just to try it, just to see if it works. Because
you just get your money back, you know. And the cool thing is, me being against you in the league or any of us, yeah, it has nothing to do with us. It's something you do on the side for yourself.
To answer your question, Jason, before, there was one big one. I can't remember if it was Peyton Manning or another player, but there was a big player. I'm not sure if it was Adrian Peterson, but somebody was out for almost a whole season. And
Peterson?
People collected. Yeah, it might have been him.
Because I had him.
They collected on the whole policy.
Wow.
And some of these leagues, people are, you know, it's thousands.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, some are big. We do the 100 or the fun things, but you're right. There are people out there that pay $10,000.
The business is so big today that it's estimated this year that employers will lose $30 billion of productivity because people play fantasy football at work.
Oh, I hope sure. Our boss is listening, because we do not mess with it when we're on the air. We do not.
Hell yeah, we do. Builds camaraderie.
I mean, I don't.
There's the flip side to it. It builds camaraderie.
Intern Brent looks at porn, but I don't even do that.
Male porn.
Yeah. I'm like, stop it. We're trying to work here.
Chocolate Dudes and Pudding Volume 8. Yeah. Ted Jank and Action Financial. That was a fun conversation.
Put down Pudding Paul.
How can people get all
staring at him. All right.
Well, if you're looking to save money in taxes or learn more how to better in your finances, get a free copy of my best-selling book at OxygenFinancial.net. Go to OxygenFinancial.net right now. We'll get you out a free copy of the book and help you make more smart money moves in your life.
There you go.
Come on.
Fantastic.